Welcome back to Who's Talking. We are with you tonight and visiting with UVA head soccer coach George Gelnavach of the NCAA champion Virginia Cavaliers. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Coach?
I love it. Sounds great.
Coach, we talk a lot about in-state recruiting when it comes to football, and we had Mike London on the show recently. But in-state recruiting in soccer is important, too. And, of course, one name significant to the Richmond audience is Brian Ownby, who may have made the most critical goal of the season. Talk a little bit about in-state recruiting and how important it is to you.
Well, it's our first priority. Our first priority is to win the state. It's our goal to have every good, great, terrific, fantastic soccer player to aspire to come to the University of Virginia. I think we've done that. We go to every part of the state, turn over every stone, and we make sure that the kids we want out of Virginia we get. And you know, obviously, we have a pretty good hotbed of soccer in Richmond. Brian Ownby has done unbelievably well. This kid played with a double sports hernia, and therefore was limited in minutes. Was getting pain injections before games so that he could deal with the pain during those 20-25 minutes. And you're right, scored an unbelievable goal to put us into the NCAA championship game.
Yeah, sometimes it's the quality minutes as well as quantity, particularly. But it's certainly admirable that a kid would go out there and make that kind of contribution, playing in pain. Similar to my co-host the last couple of weeks, he's been playing hurt here with a little bit of a sinus infection.
Yeah, no fun, Coach. Neil Barlow, Jordan Evans from Chester,
yep.
Greg Monaco, Virginia Beach.
Yep. Will Bates.
I mean, all these guys.
Ari Demas. Yep.
Holy cow. You've even got Matt Weiler, your senior there. I mean, tell me something. As the season went on this year, there was a point in time, and you probably would not know this, but we always give a report at the end of every show where we account what every Virginia team is doing.
Yep.
And you know, early in the season, I may have made the comment, I said, I hope something good happens soon for our soccer guys because they seem to be struggling. At what point during the early part of the season did you start making some adjustments and maybe lighting a fire in the team?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest struggle, obviously, was our first three preseason games. I mean, you know, they didn't count, but we lost three of them. I certainly didn't put too much stock into the first two games. I mean, literally the first two games, we were playing everybody on the roster. Everybody played equal minutes. You know, my third and fourth goalkeeper played. The third game, you know, we tried to treat that more like a real game, and we lost that one, too. So that the third game was really, for me, you know, a little bit of a red flag to, okay, you know, we did change the formation. You know, we were playing a certain way and changed our formation. That was a big move and something that we had to do. I also think that going into the opening games of our season, which was out in Portland, Oregon, by the way.
Long trip.
I think those losses, along with a couple of adjustments, gave us a sense of urgency going into the real season, as opposed to winning three games pretty comfortably in the preseason and then, you know, go and get your butt kicked to open up. So I think those preseason games gave us a lot of information. Obviously, we weren't happy with the results. It got us pretty fired up to start the season. So, you know, I don't think in the early part of the season, as the season started, that we were necessarily, you know, doing terribly. I just think that we had higher expectations, and we thought, based on our spring and you know, kind of how we ended up last year, that our start would be easier. But it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, for whatever reason, that you can put your finger on it sometimes, sometimes you can't, that we all stayed the course. I mean, from the coaching staff, from me, right down to the 26th guy on the roster, as we got going and things weren't, we were grinding for the first third of the season, but we were finding ways to win, and it wasn't pretty, but we stayed the course, and things got better.
Coach, talk a little. I know the NCAA tournament and the championship is really what the goal of the season is, but most Virginia teams also have a goal, interim goal, to win in the ACC championship, which you all did. Talk a little bit about the success you had at the ACC tournament, because there were some dramatic games there as well.
They really were. We had some really bad weather. You know, we had to play in the opening round of the ACC tournament. We had to play Maryland, who were defending national champs. and we had already played them once at their place, and we beat them in pretty dramatic fashion. Tony Chani made a 50-yard run with the ball and kind of on a solo effort went on a breakaway to win that game for us. And then we had to beat Wake Forest, who was in 2007 national champs. So we had to beat them in dramatic fashion in PKs of the semifinals. And then, of course, we beat NC State in the finals. And so that is not an easy thing to do, and to play three games on that at that level and win an ACC championship. And it's been a long time. Back in 2003 and 2004, when we won back-to-back ACC championships, I've never made it out with an ACC tournament championship without somebody getting hurt, because you're playing so many games. And this year, we made it out of there without losing anybody. And I think that was a significant part of making a run to the national championship.
Very good. I think we need to, you know, address this issue or the news that came out of Charlottesville today concerning your All-American, Tony Tichani, that you mentioned. Deciding that he's going to enter into the draft.
Yep.
And apparently he's recognized as potentially a top pick. I know this has got to be a mixed feelings for you.
It is. You know, it's a very difficult thing. I mean, obviously Tony was instrumental in our national championship run. He's been a, you know, what people don't know about him is he was an ACC honor roll student. You know, so he works really hard in the classroom. A really interesting story. He's a political asylum kid out of Africa. That, you know, incredible story, which we don't have time for, but an incredible story behind this young man. Has basically had to do things much of his life on his own. And has really achieved. And he has an opportunity now to be the one or two pick overall. And for a man of his age to make a pretty good chunk of money that's guaranteed over 5 years, which includes paying for his education. So he's, you know, I can't help but to support a guy like that. I mean, I would love to have him back, trust me. But he's in a pretty good position to cover his tracks if things go wrong and doesn't work out for him, and they'll pay for his education. So there's a lot of good things in place for him to make a living playing soccer.
Well, I also wondered about Villanueva. He seemed to really thrive during the tournament, and they weren't talking about him as much on air, but for even a casual soccer fan, I was very impressed with his passing.
I'll tell you what, his final four performance was outstanding, and there's no question that his stock went up in terms of Major League Soccer. I think people stood up and took notice, and so that, you know, we're hoping that he has a potential career. We want him to graduate. He's close. I think we're going to work through that part of it. But then also winning a national championship and having a performance like he did in the Final Four, that he has an opportunity to play professionally.
Coach, we really appreciate you taking time with us. Congratulations. The 19th overall team championship at the University of Virginia, the 6th soccer championship. Those are significant statistics as far as I'm concerned, and I know you've got to be delighted. I guess now you start thinking about what you do for an encore, but nevertheless, enjoy it for the time being. I know you're working hard getting ready for next year, probably already, but nevertheless, we do appreciate you taking a few minutes and joining us tonight. Congratulations and best of luck to you.
Guys, thanks for all the support and thanks for having me.
You're
George,
absolutely
thanks
welcome.
For joining us tonight.
Take care.
We hope that down the road you'll stay in touch with us and join us again on a future show.
All right, time for a break. After these messages, we'll be back with a little talk about Virginia basketball.